humans, zombies, hunters, cannibal corpses, ghouls, Siths, walkers, draggers, pharaohs, and even Christlings. Welcome to Zombie Talk.
How about that new intro, Joe?
It's okay. Good song.
Good song? I think we have it down. Now that we have a new intro and one that sounds good, we sound professional now.
Yep, we do.
We should have good podcasts now.
Yep.
So today, what are we talking about, Joe?
Zombies.
Zombies. So our podcast is called Zombie Talk, so what you're saying is we're talking about
zombies.
Zombies, okay. What's your topic today? Strategies for what?
For surviving and attacking zombies.
All right, so survival strategies strategies for when you're attacking
and attacked.
And when you are attacked by zombies. Got it. All right. So, start us off. What should we should we have an arsenal? Should we have a grab bag? Should we have supplies?
Of course, just have supplies.
All right, so...
I mean, how good would it go to just go out of nothing?
Well, so what you're saying is, unless you're a world-class sprinter, you need to have something.
Yes.
So, and also, I'm guessing if you're a world-class sprinter, they'll still eventually get to you once you tire out.
Unless you're world-class sprinter and world-class narco arsenal.
Yeah.
But not everybody is.
Right, exactly. So go ahead. Start us off with the stuff you need to have.
Basically, depending if you're on the attack, if you don't need that much food, just need some. You need weapons, independent of which one you do.
So, could you, what if you had, like, human body parts? Could you, like, sprinkle those around and lead them?
No, but you'd have to have to be alive humans. Otherwise, the zombies would be eating each other.
That's true, I never thought about that. So you can't do the old,
just
breadcrumb trail?
No.
Lead them into a trap?
No. There's a plan where you get kids ammo.
Yeah.
And you put out on the plants.
Okay.
And you hide like in tree or scraps.
Yeah.
And the zombies will go to it. And you take them out one by one.
So they go into this cage?
No. The cage would, the ammo would just be
oh,
in
I
it.
See, I see. So, I'm picturing a giant cage where they walk in and then the door shuts on them. No, the cage is smaller.
Yeah,
like,
it should be.
Like, for example, what kind of animal?
Like, you could have like a rabbit, a small dog.
That's it? Just a rabbit or a small dog?
Well, it has to make enough noise, and the kids has to be strong enough.
Huh.
So you don't want just be one hit, and it breaks.
So it is kind of a trap. They come to it, they stand there, and you can drop a load of bricks on their head?
You're sitting in these traps. They come up, and it just fall down dead because they just got shot in the head by a sniper.
Oh, okay, so you can't really do that old Bugs Bunny trick where they stand under a rope full of rocks and then when they pick up the rabbit, it falls on their head?
Well, you don't want them to pick up the rabbit.
Why?
Because you want to kill more than just one.
Gotcha, I gotcha. Do the zombies congregate? Do they get together?
No, they're not smart enough.
Oh, see, I didn't know that.
There's one plan where you need like a semi-truck.
Okay.
A semi-truck by truck.
A truck, yeah.
Where you can land its back. And you, like, four or five of you back there. Somebody driving.
Yeah.
You make as much noise as you can. The zombies will follow you.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And you can shoot them. And they'll still follow you. They won't even notice that their comrades are falling dead.
Do you do, like, a big, circle? Do you drive in a big circle?
Kind of.
And then you just kind of...
Until they're all gone.
And you kind of round them up like cattle? Is that the idea?
Except with the wolf. No wolf.
That's so funny. So, okay. So then once... So you're saying for zombies, you just have a sniper.
You could use like 12 gauge, any gun.
Trying to think, were you telling me about fire? Something about fire?
Yeah, before we saw it.
Yeah.
There's this plan where you're in this car and you just throw map tails and stuff around at them. It's very slappy.
Wait. Molotov cocktails?
Yes.
Yeah. The ones where you take a bottle of something, light on fire, and then explodes.
Yeah, like whiskey.
Whiskey, okay.
And it can be really slappy and dangerous. Because, of course, it's fire. You can't really control it.
So, zombies are... again, they don't like fire. So
no, they don't. No, they don't care. They'll cast on fire and they'll follow you.
So they're just gonna, they'll just walk through it. Will it affect them?
Yes, they will cast on fire.
Yeah.
And they'll slowly burn.
Oh, okay. So that could be a defense. Could you have a ring of fire around the perimeter of your...
They're not. Really smart, will not getting a detention. So
yeah.
Not really smart to have... when you kill these zombies, you bask bomb them.
Huh.
But then you leave, because the smoke will bring more.
Because then they're... Yeah, so... You're kind of in a catch-22 there. You have a way to get rid of them, but they're also attracted to the way, to your method. So they keep wanting to come. Hmm. So what else, Joe? Any other strategies or plans?
Yep.
What's another way to... attack. So let's reiterate. You said, you could do the pickup truck or the truck version where you get 4 to 5 people.
Right? Yep, in the back. Well, it'd be 6 because you want somebody to drive.
Then you talked about having an animal trapped where it's kind of what I would call the old Bugs Bunny trick where they come to the cage and then you get them.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So any more today?
Yep.
So what's
there's
another one?
One where you get on a high tower.
Okay.
With a bunch of food and stuff and start shooting them. Then you attack all defense.
So that's almost like the that's almost like the bear on the camping trip thing. You have all the food out there and they're attracted to this food.
Or you should have like an auto vessel tower. Like a big vehicle.
So appears to be a tower.
Mm-hmm.
And then they're attracted to. So would they see the tower and want to just go there?
No. Well, like you said, it could be attack or defense.
Gotcha.
Yes, you could go around having people shoot them.
Gotcha. Oh, I see. That makes sense. So what about. Did you say food? Do you have food with you?
Yeah, you have to have food. Otherwise, you just want to go on a really tall tower.
Yeah.
And have them surround you and have no food.
So,
ammo.
Gotcha. So the food's for you.
Yes.
Not for the zombies.
No.
Because the zombies'
obviously,
only food is
you.
You, humans. All right, Joe. Well, that wraps it up today. That's our, I think, 4th edition of the podcast. We're going to be on a little break. We're going to go on a zombie spring break here, I think, right?
Yep.
Where would a zombie go on spring break, Joe?
Pretty much anywhere where there's a lot of people.
All right, so they go to Florida or Cancun? Or
just FYI, don't go to New York, don't use army version.
New York
or Las Vegas.
That's pretty good, Joe. All right, we're out. We'll see you next time.
See ya.